Blog Talk Radio.
I pray to you, God, whom I call Allah, that you connect our hearts as one and grant us like-mindedness to be able to move forward in a manner that will unify us on one accord, to honor our ancestors, respect our elders, and properly educate our children, strengthen our families, and rebuild our community.
Welcome. Welcome, family. Here we is on another Wednesday. We're going to have another guest today. It's going to be the continuation from last week with the health forest. Now, next week, we're going to have a special guest dealing with finances, going to be Mr. Solution, going to be our good friend, our good brother Solution for next week. He'll be on, you know, explaining to us, letting us know, you know, how to get our finances situated, which is what we want to do. We want to be well-rounded. We want to be a full individuals, you know, all the way around. So that means mentally, spiritually, and financially. You know, so if we're missing one component, we're going to be off. So we definitely want to make sure that we have everything that we need to be successful in life. You know, and I think it's very important to be able to make that happen. You know, I mean, a lot of times you hear me speaking on black people. I mean, that's a passion, because it seems to be, out of all the nationalities in America, we seem to be the most unorganized, I would say, and as well as disenfranchised in some areas. So I speak to us not to disrespect any other nationality or to belittle any other nationality. However, it's just to uplift us so that we can be where we once were and beyond that. I mean, you know, my personal belief is that, you know, we were here, many of us, our ancestors were here prior to colonialism. That's my personal belief, you know, and I believe during that time we had our own government and everything, you know, own government, our own way of life, our own religion, our own language, and we were doing quite well. However, after that, I think we actually took a turn for the worse. But more so, as I was speaking on a bit last week, when I was saying that, you know, when I was speaking on basically reparations, and reparations was basically, you know, behind discrimination, you know, and we could really document. You can do your own self-studies and just study from the 1900s, the Reconstruction period, all of that stuff. You can Jim Crow area, all of that, to me, played a part in disenfranchising us as a people. I think that it really did damage cycle, you know, psychological damage to us as a people, and we're still trying to recover from that. I'm waiting for my guests to come. As I said, my brother Forrest Nance, he should be coming and picking up where he left off last week. And we're going to have our brother, as I said earlier, going to have our brother Solution next week speaking on finances. We want to get all types of individuals to speak on, as I said, all different aspects of our lives. You know, for example, spirituality. Spirituality is important. You know, being connected to something higher than yourself. I think that's very important for all human beings. You know, so if we are not connected to something higher than ourselves, and whatever you choose, I mean, whether it's just nature, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, whatever it is, just something, meditation, whatever it is that can get you to a level where you can relieve natural stress from within yourselves, you know, and become a more healthier, well-rounded individual by taking certain steps to get you to that point. So, if you know, if anybody's on the line and just want to chime in, and you know, until our guests come, you're welcome to chime in and speak on, you know, anything that you would like, you know, that's on your mind today. Okay. So I just, you know, just been made aware that our guest is here. Our brother Forrest is here. So we're gonna Brother Forrest, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Mic check, brother. How you doing today, Brother Shadi?
Yes, I'm great. I'm great. And yourself?
I was listening to you talk, brother. That was okay. Good. I like that. Wonderful.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, we definitely need, as I was saying, to be well-rounded. And you bring in one of those forms to help us get there, you know?
Well, thank you, brother. I try hard, brother, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I mean to cut you off.
Yeah. You definitely bring that, because that inner, what we eat in that inner, to build that inner strength to be able to carry this body, which is our machine, which is our domain. It's important to make sure, you know, as you mentioned last week, look as good on the inside as we do on the outside. A lot of us concentrate more on the outside, and we need to concentrate on the inside as well as, you know, eating right. We want to ingest good knowledge as well. We want to ingest that, and we want, you know, and we want to be able to display good character, good characteristics. I think that's where we fall short as Americans. You know, that's not just exclusive to us. As Americans, we fall short on good character, because there's a lot of, you know, deceit, there's a lot of greed, there's a lot of characteristics that are unbecoming to us as human beings, when we're supposed to be the most highly intelligent species on the planet, but we display such poor, immoral characteristics about ourselves. But I'm going to stop, brother, because I could go on. I'm going to let you get into what you get into, and that's the nutrition and the health. So I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing, brother. So yeah, the floor is yours.
Well, once again, thank you, Brother Shadi, for allowing me to come on. And also, the brother I told you would come on with me, Brother Rashad, he does security at the church. He's going to be coming in a little later. he's going to give me a buzz on my end, and I'm going to bring this brother on, because like I said, this is the brother that taught me, and he's been, and once again, family, understand something. When I throw something out there pertaining to diet, I'm not telling anybody how to eat. My favorite two words are try it. See if it works for you. That's more than two words, but y'all know what I mean. Try it, all right? But most people who have tried to clean up their diet have had amazing results. They've taken themselves off of high blood pressure medicine, becoming diabetic, okay? Diabetes, and maybe the brother who espouses this, my teacher, Brother Rashad, will let you know that he's actually worked with people, and they reverse diabetes in 2 to 4 weeks. It can be done. Of course, they tell you in the medical profession, they want to keep you on medications for a long time. Just look at it this way, family. When we deem mechanics, once you buy a car, engine never breaks down, never needs a tune-up, mechanics will be out of business, all right? Now, the same goes for our bodies, all right? If we take care and properly maintenance our bodies with what the Most High has put not only in Scripture, and I do not say that I am from any religious denomination, all right? I just consider myself a spiritually melanated man, meaning y'all familiar with melanin, all right? That's the chemistry we have in our skin that gives us our wonderful complexions, okay? And believe it or not, melanin is on the stock market. Yes, they use our melanin to make money, family. That's why we're still being studied. This is just a fact. Mr. Solutions, if you're listening, maybe you might want to give us a little know-how on that. That'd be nice for you to chime in on that part. Yes, melanin is on the stock exchange, the chemistry that's in your body, all right? Go back to our dear sister, our beloved sister, Frances Cress Welsing, all right, who talked about melanin and the richness of us as a people and as people of color. All right, that's why we say melanated, because there's so many descriptions. You know, it's funny how our people, Brother Shadi, have so many different titles, all right, black, Negro, African-American, Afro-American, you know. That's why I try to stay away. I'm melanated, that's all. And then when I say that, boom, you know who I am, you know. But then again, if you have to fill out some type of a resume or some type of a contract, or not even a contract, but let me take that back. An application. They ask you what's your race. You know, they won't put melanated on there. You have to sign off as black. So got to do what you got to do, family. But anyway, getting back to the subject at hand, Rashad will probably be on in a few minutes. And like I said, brother has a wealth of information. He's from East Orange, New Jersey. If you ever walk in his house, it looks like a health library. All right, the brother's just so vibrant. And anytime I'm in doubt about something, I always give this brother a call because I know he knows. He does way more studying than what I do. But like I said, I study all over the place. And I'll give you guys an example in a few minutes. But last time we spoke, Brother Shadi, I left off at CMOS, all right? And I just recently purchased some purple CMOS, brother, and to the listening audience. And I will give you guys that information, all right, next time we speak out, because you have to order online. Now, CMOS, in case a lot of you guys are not born, I know a lot of us have heard about CMOS, but CMOS has 92 of the 102 essential minerals and vitamins that the body needs. If any of you have ever looked at some of the tapes on YouTube from our beloved brother, Dr. Sabi, he always talked about CMOS in his lectures. And that's very valuable, family. Now, if you think 92 essential vitamins and minerals. Now, after I started doing CMOS real heavy in the last 5 years, I'm sorry I didn't know about it sooner, because I would have taken of it sooner. I heard about it, and, you know, I dismissed it because I felt like the fruits and vegetables, and that's very valuable. You have to take in your fruits and vegetables on a daily basis, and I'm going to get to that point a little later on, because I spoke to this sister today and put an order in for the first time, and I'll tell you what I did, just to share with my family, out there, the listening audience. What happened is with CMOS, when I started doing heavy, I said, well, wait a minute, I stopped to think. Now, we all good with math, 92 of the 102 essential minerals and vitamins. Wait a minute, that's a double-digit gap right there. What makes it 102? So I took myself over to this Jamaican brother. We have a store over here in Newark, New Jersey, called Corona. And I went and talked to the guy. I said, wait a minute, if there's 92, what makes it 102? Well, something's missing. He said, well, if you get bladderwrack, which Dr. Sabi talked about, and if you incorporate sarsaparilla or elderberry, which I know most of you guys are familiar with, you get elderberry, you can get that in capsule form. You can also get it in powder, but it's good, especially during flu season when it's cold outside, very potent in vitamin C, and it's an antiviral along with vitamin C, which is very essential, all right? So I went over there, and I ordered some bladderwrack, is what they call it, and sarsaparilla, and I steeped it like you would a tea bag, but it was in powder form, and I strained it with a strainer, and I mixed it in with my sea moss. There you go. You got your 102 essential vitamins and minerals that your body needs, okay? Now, today, family, I'm going to share my diet with you. When I woke up this morning, the brother that you heard last week, King David, he deals with seeded nutritions. Now, the essence or the fundamental of anything that grows comes from a what? A seed. All right? You have your cumin seed, which is the number one. All right? If you go to Purview Literature or PubMed, all right, this is the scientific research. Cumin seed or black seed, all right, is the number one inflammation fighter in our bodies. But understand something, family. You can't suck up on some black seed oil or some cumin seed oil and have a poor diet. Because what you're doing is you're putting something good in your body, and then later on you're putting something bad in your body, which is causing the inflammation. So that's diametrically opposed to what you're trying to serve, which is trying to get your body healthy, like Brother Shadi said. All right? So you have to be vigilant. You have to do your homework, and you have to know where to tune in to the people who practice health and healing, all right? That's like you have an option of going into a library, doing some research, or hanging with a gang in the street somewhere, or being around people who are not right-minded, or always bad-mouthing people, talking negative. Those are the type of people I don't like to be around, all right? And when you get around people like that, you should run far away, all right? Because a lot of times, and we are spiritual people, all right, we live with a certain vibration and a certain frequency. Even your food has frequency. When you eat highly processed food, it has no frequency. That's why, unfortunately, you see a lot of gentlemen and a couple of sisters out there, brothers and sisters, with their gut hanging over their belt buckle, all right? And that's not a good look. Your BMI, which is your body mass index, can actually dictate how long you will live. At another time, we'll get into what is in your body on the end of your cells. They call them telomeres. Those are the caps on the chromosomes on your cells. And actually, the length of the telomeres dictates how long you actually live. You have short telomeres, shorter lifespan. Longer telomeres, you live longer, all right? So the thing is, family, I mean, just close your eyes for a minute and just think, just think, family, all right? If you love yourself, then why would you want to put something inside your body that will cause it harm? The science just tells you. And when people always come to me and say to me, well, A little, every now and then it's not going to hurt. To me, this is just me, family, all right? Yes, it will, because, once again, the science dictates. It's not Forrest just saying this, because, like I said, I do my homework, and I'm constantly around people who enrich me with their knowledge, all right? Your cells have what they call a memory. Just like one day Brother Shadi will bring abundant wealth. He's staying on here. The brother is deep into water. Water has a memory, family, believe it or not. It has knowledge. When it goes to your body, it knows where to go to nourish your body. Your cells have a memory. So when you're in this store and you think you're getting a Twinkie and you're going to do it every now and then, or butterscotch, crimpet, or you're going to eat that high MSG-laden Chinese food that, tastes good. See, that's where we make our mistake. Tastes good. We're guided by taste. And a lot of things, family, that taste good for us but not good to us. Okay? Take, for instance, you have the once again, this is, I hope you're jotting this down, family out there, because I want you to fact check me and get back to me next time I'm up here. High fructose corn syrup. If you see that next time you go shopping and you see that on the side of the box with the ingredients, please put that back on the shelf. Don't think about the last time you ate it and it tastes good, because high fructose corn syrup has been linked to liver damage. Now, if anything, you know we have to keep our liver and our kidneys strong. Now, I'm over here in Newark. Let me tell you something, family. They done, over the last, I would say, 4 to 5 years, put up at least 3 new dialysis centers, okay? I spoke to a lady one time that sat across from me on transport, and I asked, I said, sister, I'm not trying to be nosy, but I'm just curious, how long do you have to sit in one of those chairs? She said, 4 hours. I said, wow, that's a long time, sis. I know if you could, you'd like to shorten it to at least half of that. She said, yeah, but I have to sit in there for 4 hours. I said, that's a long. She said, that ain't nothing. You got some people that come in there and got to stay in there for 8 hours. I said, what? She said, yeah, they come in for 8 hours. Now, for those of us who have family members or we know people that are on dialysis, you know it weakens them because they're pulling the blood, which is the lifeline. You understand? Understand where I'm coming from, family. We're talking about keeping your blood right. When you put things in your blood that don't belong there, that's when you're setting yourself up for dis-ease. Dis-ease in the body. Okay? I'm going to tell you something. I love me. Question is, do you love yourself to get the discipline to just put things in your body that are righteous? Okay? Now, Jay is my man. Jay is the technician for Shadi's show. Now, when Jay did his cleanse for a while, when he went back to put, after a while, he went back to putting something back in his body, I called him, I think, the same day or the day after. Jay had to make a visit to the emergency room because his blood pressure shot up. That was the alarm going off in his body telling him, what are you doing? Oh, you were just doing right, man. You're bringing this crazy stuff back in your body. You got to stop. And Jay is a very dear friend of mine. I haven't known him as long as Shadi, but I could make claim to the brother as a good friend over 30 years. And I encourage him. All right, I'm not going to hit him over the head. Jay knows in between the last time I talked to him, so I have the privilege of speaking to my dear friend the next time. I don't beat him over the head with, hey, Jay, man, you eating right? You eating your broccoli? You eating your asparagus? No, I don't. Jay, did you juice? You know, I don't do that to the brother. He knows. We are men of a certain age. This Monday, family, I'll be 66. I'm not under any medications. Thank the Most High for that. I don't take any medications. I'm working with my visual. That's it. And I know where that came from because somebody enlightened me. When I was 37, I was diagnosed with glaucoma, okay? And, family, I'm going to tell you something. I met Dr. Layla Africa, and the brother passed away a couple years ago, but he wrote a book called African Holistic Health. And when I met this brother, I said, Doc, I'm having a little blurriness in my eyes. He said, young man, the first thing you start doing is don't take in anything that has white processed sugar. And I said, and he gave me a protocol. Now, I believe it wasn't for that meetup with him 12 years ago, I might be totally blind, okay? But now I can still see things. Can I see them as clearly as I want? I'm working on that, family. Because think about, once again, getting back to what I said about the cells having the memory. My father, I never told this story, I believe, on Jay's show, when I was on his platform, but I'm telling this on Shadi's show. My father had a store, all right? And everything that came through that store, Twinkies, Hostess Cupcakes, all right? I remember some of the Muslim brothers back in the day said, brother, don't eat that cake. You got shorty. It's hog. okay? But because it tasted good, all right? I practiced discipline when Brother Malik was in the store. All right, back then, the brothers from the Nation of Islam, they were hired by my father in the store. My father was not a Muslim, but we just happened to know these brothers. And they came in the store, and I didn't eat no Twinkies. And the brother Malik would always say, "Nah, Yankee Doodle's okay. It's got vegetable shortening, but it still had sugar, okay?" And I killed everything that came in. In fact, back in the first, back in the day when they first started putting bean pies out, taste good. But I remember that label just like it was yesterday. I was a young teenager working in my father's store, 12 years old. Sugar was on the label. I didn't know sugar. Wonderful. It's going to sweeten it. All right? But good family, sugar, white sugar, all right, will shut down your immune system for 30 seconds. All right? So stay clear of the white processed sugar if you can. All right? But anyway, family, listen, now I'm into my herbs. I deal with Professor Alexander, Avery Alexander. She's out of Atlanta, Georgia, all right? And I get my herbs from this sister, and she reversed stage 4 cancer. Now, you know, they tell you to get your paperwork in order with stage 4. They said, hey, they can't do nothing. The doctors throw their hands up and just keep giving that chemo and radiation, which is killing you anyway, all right? Some people have stood the test of time with chemo radiation now, all right? I have this sister Jocelyn who came on my podcast, all right? And she took chemo and radiation, but she put a holistic approach to it with the blueberries and eating well the alkaline water while she was doing chemo. Some people just rely strictly on what the doctor tells you to do. Some people have surpassed it, and some people have not lived long after chemo and radiation. Okay, and she's been 12 years now in reverse. It hasn't come back yet, but the sister will tell you in a minute, anything healthy that I can get my hands on, that's what I do. She's even changed her eating habits. It's all the foundation is your eating habits. Basically, I'm plant-based, family, all right? I don't mess around like I did. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying real quick, and then I guess we can open this up, my brother Shadi, for Q&A in case you want to ask questions. I was a sugar baby, okay? Now, I never had diabetes. Now, y'all know the side effect of having diabetes can be diabetic blindness, but I never had diabetes. See, food affects us all in a different way. Somebody could have had that diet that I had when I was a young man, growing up constantly, the nitrates in the meat, the sodas, the colorings. As you well know now, they tell you though that when you look on the side of different food additives, the red, the yellow, the blue dyes they put in food, cancer-causing. They've proven that in mice, okay? So the only thing I'm saying is that it affected my eyesight, okay? So now that's why I get up here, and I'm a staunch person to tell somebody, watch what you eat, because I don't want nobody to go through what I went through. You should always have clear vision so you can see the wonders of the creation that the Most High has given us. And by the grace of the Most High, I can put a chair down on the boardwalk in Asbury Park and look at the ocean and see the beauty of what the Most High, God, Allah, Jehovah, whatever you call him, has given us. See, you have to be, as my dear teacher Rashad tells me, you have to be connected to nature. Jay tells me he goes fishing. That's wonderful. That's meditative. He's given his mind time to relax. He's given his body the wusa time that we all need. And if you look at the society we live in, especially the younger people, they're fast-paced. They got these loud cars now, all right? Most of them will have a problem hearing when they get older, all right? They blast the music. Well, excuse me. Delete, refrain from that word. That's not music. That's what I call a beat. Because the only thing that sounds good coming with some of the filth, and I'm sorry, family, I call it what it is. It's filth. When you go from the Temptations singing, I don't care what, I know some young people that like old school music. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. Well, I heard you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? Respect to the goddesses, out here in the culture, the woman. That's respect. But when you talk about a woman as a bee, and I'm going to spray the whole room, and I'm going to punch you in your face, no wonder a lot of, not all, you don't stir everybody in the same pot, a lot of young people, family, are acting crazy out here. First of all, if you notice, they're impatient. A lot of them are very angry. And Kanye West, family, just recently, Google this, he said that the companies that make this, what they call music now for these so-called sellout, because we're talking about sellouts, because when you sign a contract and you're not thinking about what should be the best for our community, you're a sellout. And you know what? A lot of them you can't really fault because they were not properly educated. They're being programmed. And this is programming a lot of young people to do a lot of things without thinking. But you know what, family? Follow the trail. Follow the trail, because when you do something bad, they got a 4x6 waiting for you. It might be a little bigger than that. It's called the mass incarceration, all right? So they put things out here by design to basically put our young people in a pickle, all right? And then a lot of times, if you notice, a lot of brothers are getting incarcerated. When they start studying, they understand the ills of their way. And that's just so very, very unfortunate. And a lot of brothers, that's why when they get out, they want to do right by the community because they've educated themselves. And I always tell these young brothers over here in North, educate yourself. Study your history, brother, because then you'll know where you're going. And you'll understand that these distractions that they put into place, you'll be able to pick up on them very, very easily, all right? Because historically, things haven't changed, family. It's a shapeshift that we're dealing with, all right? When we're talking about the things that are being done today, now a lot of it they're putting right in your face. You got the World Economic Forum. They're telling you, you will not own anything and be happy. They're doing this digital thing now. Brothers and sisters, they're putting things in place that's going to keep them always on top. And we have to fight back on this. And this has nothing to do with color, all right? Because we're going to have to get a little bit of everybody and join hands, all right, and come together and fight this devil mindset, all right? But I'm going to end on this. I think Brother Rashad has called me Brother Shadi. I got to click over in a few. But Kanye
all
said
right,
that they're
so
putting,
what was,
Brother, I want to end on saying this. Kanye said that they're putting a frequency in the music that's actually subconsciously programming these young people. I just want to end that, and it's negative. So I just want to end that. But go ahead, brother. Thank you for listening.
Okay, we're going to go on break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to continue with Brother Rashad. We're going to take a break. Everybody hang on. We've got some more of the show to go on. We'll be back shortly.
Shadi, I'm going to click over. I'll be right back, brother.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Hang on, don't...
My shit is going well, baby. Rock in, if not nobody else cares. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brother, clown a lot. Sweet, don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to get your life, I just want to follow. You know what makes me earn a hat trap? When brothers make names and leave a young brother to be a hat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, while we wait for our women to make our women. I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has the right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. Head up. yo. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like that was the thing to be.
You have a shot. Okay, I'm gonna bring you on.
You were broke from roots, went with the local group, and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. It don't last forever when my mic rings. I holler about the mic. In the wind. Last night, my buddy lost his whole family. He's trying to take the man and be the drunkard of his family. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know, it's funny when it rains and pours. They got money for wars, we can't be divorced. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is there ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black savior. We ain't meant to survive, cause it's a better, and even though you're better, baby, you're better.
We got to keep our heads up and we got to stick together. We can see this through. It seems hopeless, but if we come together, we can make it happen. Go ahead, brother. You can bring the brother Rashad on.
Yes, sir. Well, once again, family, this is my mentor for the listening audience. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on his brother. He's been with me for a very long time. And like I said, he's my mentor, Brother Rashad. Are you there, my brother?
Yes, I am, my brother.
All right, here, Brother Rashad El Amin, family. Go ahead, right ahead, my brother.
Yes, good evening, family. How's everyone?
Good evening, good evening.
So, yes, Forrest asked me to come on your show, and I want to know what it is you want me to speak about. Is any topic or anything?
I mean, you could part, you know, basically you could pick up as far as you're speaking on, you know, nutrition and, you know, what's good for us, you know, that type of thing. Like I have some coconut water. How is that? Is that something, you know, I should be drinking? I have some coconut water and some dates to break fast, man. I'm about to break fast.
Alhamdulillah, man, because I just finished breaking fast myself. I had water and dates also. And, you know, coconut water is an excellent drink. It's a good hydrator for the body. And it's better than any Gatorade that these sports figures drink while they're playing football and things, you know. And coconut water would be a better alternative for them. But the dates itself is one of the highest antioxidant foods there is on the planet. It's an excellent food. It's very nutritious. It keeps the body healthy. And that's my favorite food, dates. I love them. I eat them every day. I don't have to wait for Ramadan to eat dates. I eat them every day religiously. And it just keeps me so healthy. And I always tell, like, Forrest and his audience, I'm what you call a plantarian. I'm one who eats a plant-based diet, everything from nature, because I want to be in tune with nature, with the natural environment. So I eat that which I know is healthy for the body. I know that my body recognizes, okay? And eating like that just keeps your body, mind, your spirit, everything in tune with the creation and with tune with the creator. And everything just, you know, just, you just feel so much better when you eat from nature as opposed to eating man-made stuff, man-made processed foods, which are very detrimental. And, you know, it's just something that we all need to go back to nature, get back in tune with nature, okay? Because, like I always say, we have been denatured. We have been denatured because we're here trying to eat other people's foods that slave food that they taught us to eat. And it's still slave food. Most of this processed stuff is nothing but slave food. It's not good for the your mentality, okay, your body and your spirit. It's just not in tune with creation. So the things that I eat mainly, because I am what you call a plantarian. I don't like to call myself vegan, because like I was saying on Brother Forrest's show last week. They got vegans that eat junk, okay? You got the vegans that are real vegans, then you got the vegans that eat junk. They just stay away from animal products. I just eat a plant-based diet, everything. I don't eat any meats. I don't eat any of that stuff. Everything's plant-based. So I'll eat fruits. I'll eat vegetables, grains, you know, nuts, seeds, all these type of things. And it keeps you healthy. I've been doing this for 40 years. And I'll be honest with you, Shahid, I have not been sick. I mean, my body just so good. I don't take any medication, none of these things. And people who have sicknesses, who have health issues, it can all be corrected if they get back in tune with nature. There was a book called Back to Eden by Jethro Cross. He's telling you, you know, go back to nature, go back to Eden, go back to how it started, how we're supposed to eat, and that's how we're supposed to do. And so I push this Eden lifestyle, you know, just to get back to where we need to be. So the best foods are your fruits, are your vegetables, are your grains, are your seeds, are your nuts, are your legumes. All these are your best foods, and your berries. Berries are important. And all these foods help your mind, help your cognition, help you from developing dementia and Alzheimer's, because man-made stuff creates all kind of problems. And people don't know that a lot of man-made stuff can lead to Alzheimer's disease. Okay, so this is why we need to get away from that stuff. A lot of us have a lot of mucus in our body because we put in all this dairy foods in us when most of our people are lactose intolerant, and we put all this mucus in our body, this milk, this cheese, and all that. You wake up in the morning, you got mucus in your eyes, your tongue is coated with mucus and all this. This is not something for us. You know, as African people, really, we never really ate dairy because that comes from Europe. In Africa, it was cooling food to keep the body cool, keep the body cool. In Europe, is dairy products and those meats to keep their bodies warm because they're in a cold climate. So you have one in a hot climate, you have one in a cold climate. So the cold climate needed those dairy. That's why Switzerland, Sweden, all those places, they eat a lot of cheese, a lot of dairy to keep their bodies warm, because that's what these Europeans, when they came over here to America and the pilgrims and all that, they had to bring their cows with them because they needed that dairy for that cold climate in Massachusetts, okay? They needed that. There was no cows in America at the time. They were buffalo, but there were no cows. So there we had the buck. We followed their footsteps and their dietary habits, and that's why we have a lot of issues with health in our community, because we're trying to eat like they eat, but that diet is not for us. See, if we go back to how we originally ate, and, you know, a lot of African foods are totally different from European foods. There's certain nutrients there for our bodies and everything, so that's very important. That's why certain foods, when they enslaved our people, some of our people were smart enough to get some of the seeds and things of that nature to bring with them. They hid it in their hair or whatever, and they brought that over here so that can grow some of those foods that they knew that they probably wouldn't get here. So they brought that with them. But if you really look at the foods from Africa, they're much healthier and much more nutritious because the soil is more fertile as opposed to here in America. But that dairy, the sugar is a killer. Sugar will destroy your body. All this white sugar, refined sugar, all these man-made sugars, all this stuff will destroy you. It'll give you all kind of health problems. And sugar, like I always say, white sugar is almost like crack. It's addictive. It's one molecule from being crack. That's how addictive white sugar is. I remember reading a book called Sugar Blues by William Duffy, and he broke down the whole history about sugar. And when I read that book, I could always tell everybody, I threw everything out of my cupboards, out of my refrigerator, anything that had sugar in it, I threw out. Because I was a sugar fiend as a youngster, okay? I loved all sweets and everything. But I immediately stopped overnight and then had to figure out how to eat from there. But my health, I never really had bad health. But after changing my diet, I never had another headache, never had no more colds, anything. Everything just improved. Everything just improved. And, being on this type of diet, you feel energetic all the time because you're eating foods that digest quick. It's not like eating meat. You're eating meat and it takes hours upon hours for it to digest, and it's hard on the digestive system. So you're sitting there and it drains your energy. That's why you fall asleep a lot when you eat those big meals with meat and everything, as opposed to if you ate fruit or melons or something like that. It digests quick and you have more energy. But when you're eating a lot of meat, it takes the blood from the brain down to the digestive system to try to digest this stuff. And then that's where you have complications, because meat doesn't have fiber as opposed to fruits and vegetables, which are loaded with fiber, okay? And it keeps the colon clean, where meat not having fiber and not having water content, it can get stuck in your colon for years. Pieces of meat can be in there for years, okay? And that's why you become constipated, and that's why a lot of people develop colon cancer, because they eat too much meat. You know, if you want to eat meat, at least be a good meat eater, okay? I mean, just eat a small portion, but don't eat these huge pieces of meat because it's very destructive. You know, Americans are used to having triple hamburgers and all that kind of stuff, brontosaurus burgers or whatever you want to call them, you know, porterhouse steaks. And this stuff is very destructive. It's very destructive. And that's, most of that meat has been sitting on shelves for a long time. You're not getting no benefit from that, okay? So there's a problem there. So you got dairy, you got meat, you got sugar, table salt, very destructive. You know, your body does need a certain amount of salt to keep the water in the cells. But table salt is destructive. So you don't want to use table salt. If you got to use anything season your food, use a Himalayan pink salt, something of that nature, which has it's healthier as opposed to the other one. So stay away from that. Like I said, if you stay away from a lot of those things there, your health will improve. If you eat less, your health will improve.
Brother Rashad, how is sea salt? Is that sea salt?
You know, the Himalayan pink salt is actually the best. Regular sea salt, you got to be careful with some of that because I don't know where it's all coming from. And sometimes you have to read the label because it might add something else in there. So you just got to be careful with that. But the you can buy Himalayan pink salt basically anywhere now. Even supermarkets have it. So that, you know, and it's got, like, I think there's 92 minerals that it contains, which the body needs, as opposed to table salt. Yeah, so, you know, you have your magnesium, calcium, and all the other minerals. So that helps. That's almost like eating sea moss. The sea moss got all those minerals also. So that's another way to get the minerals into the body. But if you incorporate these foods into your system, as opposed to eating all the other stuff, you know, trade one of those bad foods for a good food, and just keep trading as you go along. Until your diet is basically plant-based, and everything
now,
is stuck.
Now,
all your health issues.
Brother Rashad.
Yes.
Yeah, I want you to elaborate when you said vegan junk food. Elaborate on that for us.
Vegan junk food.
You said people who eat vegan junk food. So can you name that?
Yeah, what I was saying is some vegans who eat junk food, when I say junk food, anything that's not, okay, let's say for instance, they'll eat donuts, cakes, or other things that, you know, sugary items and things of that nature, they'll just stay away from any dairy or meats, you know, any animal products, but they still have bad eating habits. I'm just saying some of them. I'm not saying all. The majority of vegans know how to eat. But if you're incorporating the processed foods, just because it's not meat or anything, you're not doing yourself no good. You know, you're defeating the whole purpose of being a vegan, okay? So the thing is to just have a more of a plant-based diet. That's the best diet that you can actually eat as a plant-based diet. I'm telling you, everybody I know who has made the changes, their health issues disappeared, and they start to feel better, whether it's diabetes or arthritis and just all these issues. You know, you have circulatory problems with your circulation, heart, all that will dissipate. You will feel 100% better, and it's a fact. I've seen it in folks who have made those changes. So I'm just saying, you know, everybody should at least try to make the changes. Because, you know, we live in a time where there's so much information out here, there's no excuse to be eating the way a lot of people do. There's still a lot of people eating hog maws and chitlins. Okay? ham and all that stuff, you know. There's some church people getting away from all that now. Even they're saying, no, man, I can't eat that stuff no more. You know what I mean? So people are waking up slowly but surely. But there's those that just keep eating. All you have to do is go to the supermarket and watch what people put in their carriages. And you can see what kind of health they probably have, okay, because a lot of them just, first thing they do is go to the processed food section, go to get their sweets, their sodas, all this stuff, all the garbage, and then they might go into the produce section and get some. Now, a lot of Caribbean people, you'll see them, they'll go into the produce section first and get their produce, okay? And then we'll probably get the other stuff. But, you know, that's why I always say when you go into the supermarket, The first aisle is the produce aisle because it's letting you know this is what you're supposed to be eating, okay? This is the healthiest aisle right here, the produce, and that's where we should be going to the produce aisle first and get all our greens and our fruits and all these things. And I'm going to tell you, Shay, you will feel so much better. I mean, I'm just talking to the audience now. For those who are listening, you will feel so much better. And, you know, like, this is Ramadan. Now, I always tell Florence, every Ramadan, when I fast, I eat a raw diet for the whole month. In the morning, I have a smoothie with berries and all that, fruits. And in the evening, all I have is a salad. And that's it for the whole month. And I'm going to tell you, it's amazing how you feel. Amazing. It's like, man, you wake up, just like jump out of bed. That's how good you feel, you know? Your whole day, you're so energetic and everything. It's just a beautiful thing, brother, I'm telling you. It's a beautiful thing. And but anyway, that's some of what I want to share with you. I don't know how much time you have.
Okay.
Because I'm about ready to eat myself.
Yeah, I know. I haven't eaten either. I just took the coconut water and the dates. So
that's good, brother. Yeah, you're doing yourself.
So I'm working on it. I'm really starting to work on it because, as you said, you know, I shared with Forrest and everyone last week that my struggle is the sweets. You know, I have the brown sugar, but I do still, I like to bake. So I want to start, you know, changing some of the baking, like try it with the dates or something like that, you know, because I'm still struggling with the sweets.
Well, Shahid, listen, for an alternative sweetener, now brown sugar is nothing but white sugar with molasses in it. But if you would buy agave syrup, which looks like maple syrup, is very sweet.
Okay. I have some of that. Actually, I have some.
Yeah.
I can use
and
that.
People who are diabetic.
Okay.
Yeah, brown sugar is nothing but white sugar with molasses. That's all that is. It's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. Okay? Now, you can get coconut sugar. It's healthy.
All right. Okay.
Agave. Or 100% pure maple syrup, 100%, not pancake syrup, but 100% pure maple syrup, also excellent.
Right.
That's a great sweetener, too. Right. Then they have monk fruit, which is another sweetener. They have several different, they have date sugar made from dates. That's another alternative.
Okay.
So there's a lot of good alternatives out there as opposed to the white sugar or the brown sugar. Even raw sugar I wouldn't mess with. Raw sugar, you know, it's just hadn't been refined, but just it doesn't appeal. You know, it still reminds me of just regular sugar. So I don't even mess with that. You know, everything has to be alternative. So the agave comes from a plant that looks like the cactus. That's where the agave sweetener comes from. It looks like not like a cactus or what's the other one? The with the long branches. I can't think of it right now. But anyway, like aloe.
Aloe
leaf tree. Aloe. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a good alternative. And there's another one called stevia, which is a herb, and it's very sweet. Actually, sweeter than sugar. You can find, but it's not. Diabetics can use it and all that. It doesn't affect your health in a bad way because it's an herb. It's natural. So that's another alternative if you like, you know, try something different.
Okay.
So
I definitely want to try something different. Now, as far as flowers, what type of flowers, like if I'm baking, like what type of flowers would I like?
I mean, if you don't get whole wheat, get a whole wheat flour, buckwheat flour. What's the other flour? There's a different.
Coconut flour.
Coconut flour. There's some other
flour.
As long as it's not white flour, White flour is the worst flour you can eat. It's very pasty. You know what I mean? Very pasty. That's why if you can take white flour and water, you can make a paste out of it and stick your pictures on the wall, whatever, you know. And that develops a lot of mucus in your body. But you want stone ground whole wheat flour, something like that, okay, or those other flours. I can't think off the top of my head. So many flours out there. But if you go to a place like Whole Foods, you'll see different flours there, you know. Or if you go to a health food store, you'll see a variety of different flours that you can use, that you can bake with and everything. Because I make certain muffins. My wife liked me to make some muffins for her, some blueberry muffins. And I use the stone ground whole wheat flour. And I hook everything up for her. I use the coconut sugar in there. And she loves them, you know. So, you know, I'll take a bite every now and then. But, yeah, you know, try to get the best flours that you can.
Okay. And how's ghee butter? How's that?
Which one?
Ghee butter, like G-H-E-E butter.
Oh, from Ayurveda, Rashad.
Ghee. That's
ghee.
Dairy.
Yeah.
Now they have, now, believe it or not, they got vegan butters now.
Mm-hmm.
They got vegan butter.
Yeah.
My wife, she bought some vegan butter for her.
And
she said it tastes just like butter. I took a little piece just to see. It tastes just like butter. You got cheese that's made from coconut, and it tastes just like cheese, but it's vegan. There's no dairy whatsoever, anything. So there's an alternative for everything out there, even meat alternatives. Like, you know, they have those burgers now that are vegan and everything. So
what is the Beyond Meat?
Yeah, they have Beyond Meat. They have so many different ones, so many different varieties, know.
So if
you're a meat eater, if you miss meat, that would be an alternative to regular meat. Okay? So, you know, it's like you won't want for nothing. Now, I don't need nothing to remind me of meat because I could care less about, you know, all that. I don't need that to remind me. Like I said, I'm basically plant-based, so... I'm good. I mean, I can make a vegan burger if I want. That's no problem. You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't need nothing really to remind me of that stuff. So I'm not missing out on that, you know. But meat, if a person is going to eat meat, make sure it's raised properly. Make sure it's grass-fed, you know, it doesn't have steroids in it or antibiotics, or any of that stuff. It has to be clean. Because, you know, even halal, you got to be careful. You got to know what's the source of these cows that you're selling as halal. You understand? Because they could be some of these cows that have been shot up with antibiotics and everything. And when you slaughter it and you get the blood out, but the antibiotics and the drugs are still in the tissue, and you're ingesting that. You see, so that's important. That's why you have to raise your own if you want meat or to sell the meat, you know, the sheep or the cattle or whatever. So like I always say, when you if you're a meat eater, if you had some animals slaughtered, that meat has to be eaten within 3 days. It can't sit on the shelf no more after that, because it becomes what they call dead meat. There's no life force in it no more. The life force is still in the meat for 3 days. After that, the life force is gone. And so that's what the Quran even talks about, stay away from dead meat. That's dead meat. The meat you see on these shelves in these supermarkets, that stuff has been sitting there for a long time. That's dead meat. That's not healthy at all. You see? So, you know, I always try to educate my Muslim brothers and sisters about that. Okay? So that's the way you're supposed to do it. But a lot of them, they'll buy the meat. It might be halal. It might be sitting there for a week or two. That's dead meat. It's not really good. You see, so that's what we have to be educated on. So, you know, But I'm saying if you don't be a meat eater, be a good meat eater, eat less meat, and you'll feel better.
Right.
You know, you can't eat a lot of meat. Everybody, my brother's talking about, oh, when they say halal, first thing they think about is just meat. They think just halal is just meat. No.
Right.
No, halal means purity. You know, you want the pure things. So if that's not pure, you don't want that. You don't want that. So that's something we have to teach our brothers and sisters, you know, when it comes to meat. So anyway,
okay.
Yeah,
all right,
brother,
I want to see
hungry,
if anybody has any questions for you before we exit.
That's fine.
Anybody,
I'd like to hear some.
Right. If anybody has some questions they want to ask Brother Rashad, press 1 and come on in.
Yeah, you got one person on the line. What's up, Rashad?
Okay.
This is Jay Sean.
Hi, Jay Sean. How you doing, my brother?
All right. I wanted to say something before I bring the caller in. That was me when I went vegan for the whole month of January, but I didn't know what to eat, so I wound up replacing the no meat with junk food. So I know what you mean when you say people go vegan, but if you don't know what to eat, then I wound up eating like pretzels and you know, like white rice and you know, stuff like that. So when you go vegan,
yeah,
you really got to know what vegan food you want to eat.
Right. Correct. You're right,
right,
my brother. Yeah, but at least
yeah,
you got
right,
to
hold on. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a little bit of more understanding now. 1173,
okay,
you live.
Yeah, this is me, Miles.
Miles, my brother, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, here you go, starting again. Telling everybody my business.
You miles ahead, brother.
I just wanted y'all to know I was just on. That's all. I hear him. I listen to him all the time. Shadi, Jay.
Oh, okay.
I know what he's talking about. I just wanted y'all to know I was listening.
Okay, that's good, my
right,
brother.
We appreciate you on the line. We definitely appreciate you, brother.
No problem,
you know?
Jay. Jay, still there?
He hung up, right?
No,
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Yo.
Stop eating that food out that damn store underneath you, man. That stuff is garbage, man.
Yeah,
hey, Mark, why are you telling on him, man?
Hey, look, he lives across the street from me. I don't even eat nothing out of that store.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's
garbage,
hold on,
homie.
Everybody.
I'm telling you.
Hold on, somebody else.
Another caller.
Two more.
4785,
you live.
All right.
Hi, Shadi. Good show tonight. Both speakers was very good. The last one, I want to thank you. I am going to try the pink salt, the Himalayan salt. I'm going to try to add it into my diet. Last week, I took my sugar because I'm a diabetic, and it was really high. And what I did was I got serious with my thoughts, and my brother introduced me to the smoothies. And I went and I had one, a green mile with kale in it, and I drank it, you know, it took time to get used to it. But since Friday, I've been doing smoothies, and I stopped eating rice, bread, and drinking sodas. And sugar had went down like 200 because it was almost 300. And I just wanted to say – I just want to say to you is that you have to start thinking about your body because if you don't, many things are going to start happening to you. And since I've been doing the smoothies, and I let go of a lot of the white stuff in my life. I can tell you that my body feel more better. It's working more than it used to. You know what I mean? I'm putting out as much as I'm putting in. And sometimes it's a struggle. I get, you know, you get tired of eating certain things, but I know that what I'm doing is for the betterment. So I stay faithful, knowing that for me, no matter what I desire, I have to take what is best for me instead of what I desire. Like Farrah said this week, I just want to tell you, thank you, Shadi, for the show.
And sister.
You're welcome, sister. You always welcome.
So, Shad, another thing. Let them know about the grief.
I wanted to share something with the sister. You still there?
Yeah.
The young lady that I was just speaking, is she still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she here.
Okay. Listen, my sister, you say you're diabetic, right? There's one thing a lot of diabetics lack that's called chromium. And if you can, get some chromium. And you can start like with about 500 micrograms daily of chromium, and it's gonna balance your blood sugar. Eat avocados. Avocados helps balance your blood sugar. There's something called Ceylon cinnamon. It's from the country Ceylon. It's spelled the same, C-E-Y-L-O-N. And you can have some of that every day. Some Ceylon cinnamon also helps balance your blood sugar. And, of course, the diet is the main thing. So, and exercise. And you can bring that sugar down even lower to normal. So keep that in mind, okay?
Yes. Okay. Tomorrow I'm going to a diabetic doctor. And I'm more educated now with myself that when I do go to him for the first time, I don't have to really fall into, like you said, that medication line. I really know now that I got to take my health into my own hands. I want to thank you.
Yes. Okay, great.
You go.
Be your own doctor.
Don't forget to tell them about the green tea there. Don't forget to let them know about the green tea. We got another call on the line. So let's get this other caller in.
Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Let's talk about it.
Can you hear me? Hello? How you doing? How you doing? It's Dr. James.
Right.
How you doing, Rashad?
Hey,
Dr.
James.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. What about this Mediterranean diet? What do you think about that?
That's one of the best diets there is. If you Google the Mediterranean diet, you can see what all they use. They use a lot of... plant-based. They're basically a plant-based diet. They do eat some fish and some meat, but they're basically a plant-based and grain diet. They use a lot of olives and things of that nature, but it's a very healthy diet. It's a very healthy diet. But if you Google Mediterranean diet, you'll see what foods they're actually eating on. But it's very healthy.
But let me ask you, when we go to these pizza shops, these Italian restaurants, that's Mediterranean food, right? Isn't it?
When you go to sort of, not really. Now, if you go to Italy, you go up in the mountains where those people grow their own foods and stuff, and they make their own Italian dishes. It's much healthier than something you get over here, because a lot of stuff they use here is processed stuff. And making those dishes and everything, so you're not really getting the real Italian food like it should be. They use a lot of stuff in there that a lot of Mediterraneans won't even use. So you know, Italian restaurants, I wouldn't push that. You know, and, you know, they eat pizza and all that stuff. All that's not really all that healthy. But the one thing about them is because they use a lot of tomato sauce, which is healthy. Tomato sauce is healthy. It's good for the prostate, you know. That's excellent for that reason, you know. I guess in Italy, it's a little different from what the Italians cook here, okay? And it's like the
Chinese.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
Yeah, like the Chinese. Everybody has Chinese food here in America. It ain't like the Chinese food over there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Bring up the green tea now.
Yeah, well, Forrest sells an excellent green tea, Mr. Lee's green tea. I bought from him a couple bags already, and it's excellent. It's very healthy, and it helps protect you against cancer and things of that nature, good for your blood pressure and everything. So green tea is one of the best teas on the planet. But that green tea that Forrest sells, that's the best green tea. I mean, you're talking about potent.
It is. It is.
I made a quarter iced tea three times already with it, and, man, it is so good. It is so good. So and you can see the benefits of green tea. Just Google green tea, and you can see all the benefits of green tea.
Miles got some, too.
Miles got some?
Brother Rashad, I want to ask one more question before we close out. Now,
yes, sir.
If somebody is dealing with cancer, now what would you recommend? What type of diet would you recommend them?
Dealing
with cancer.
I don't know what type of cancer they're dealing with, but I've had several clients that had colon cancer, and I put them on a special diet, which is more like what they call a macrobiotic diet, where I would have them eat brown rice and some greens every day for 30 days. And it would just be that and the greens with some olive oil on the rice or whatever, brown rice. And I had certain herbs, two herbal concoctions I would make for them. And they would drink that. And for a whole month, that's how they would eat. And the colon cancer disappeared, okay? So when it went back to the doctor, they said they've cleared up. So just eating a plant-based diet, like we were just talking about, if you eat a vegan plant-based diet, a lot of people can reverse their cancer. A lot of people can. Now, it depends on the stage, how bad it is, but there's people who have been fourth stage, fifth stage cancer that were able to reverse it and get back to normal just by going back to nature and eating a plant-based diet, a healthy, organic-type diet, you know, with organic foods and stuff. Yeah, you can reverse that, you know. There's people who are so far gone, but you can still give them extra life by them just trying to making the changes with the diet, you know, a vegan diet, juicing and stuff like that. I remember this lady I was dealing with, she had pancreatic cancer. And they only gave her like a couple months to live. But, you know, I went and we talked, and she was doing the things that I said. And she lasted another 2.5 years because pancreatic cancer is hard to reverse. But she lasted another 2.5 years. She had moved down to Florida and everything. So I was just happy to see she did get a couple extra years out of her life, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sade.
That's good. Yeah.
Oh, before you go, brother, I know we're at the top now. I want to thank Rashad for coming on, brother. But I want to say this to you, to your listening audience. On my show this Saturday, brother, I have Sister Nalani Valentine coming in. She's the wife of Phil Valentine. She's writing a book. When I reached out to that sister 6 months ago, because I had her on when I was with Jay on Blog Talk 2 years ago, she told me she was in the hospital with acute leukemia. I called her direct after I told her she was in my prayers. After I texted her, I called her number. She picked up about a month and a half ago. She sounded like she was brand new, brother, and she had Phil Valentine. Anybody who doesn't know who Phil Valentine is, please Google the brother, all right? Wealth of knowledge, all right, in our communities, all right? And when I spoke to the sister, she told me that she had recovered, and she's writing a book about her journey with leukemia. So I got her on as a guest this Saturday. So you mentioned cancer, all right? This sister had leukemia, all right? So tune in Saturday and listen to this sister, because she's going to send you guys on a journey and let you know what she did to help reverse her leukemia.
That's great, man. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And that's what. And what time is that, Brother Forrest? What time is
that's,
that? I'm
going to
run your number off. Yeah, I'm
okay.
going to run your number off anyway. So don't worry about giving your number. Run that off.
Right, right.
What
that's,
time?
This Saturday, she's coming in at 10 minutes after 6.
After 6, okay.
Right. Okay, brother, so tune in, yeah. And you're listening.
Hey, Sha.
Sha.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me say one thing. Forrest, you still there? Forrest?
Yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
It's coincidental that we on here talking about cancer because I guess who I got on my show Friday, Forrest, Taboo. She's suffering with breast cancer. She's not doing too good. So she coming out my show Friday to talk about, you know, her struggles and her journey and everything and where she at. She been fighting it for about a year. And I was talking to her today and she said she haven't heard from you in a while. I said, don't worry, I'm gonna tell them to call the show and say hello.
I'm glad you told me, brother, and I'll bring somebody on. Yeah, she needs some she's still in Newark.
Yeah, she's still in Newark, man. Yep.
She's
not doing too good.
I'll bring her on, but I got somebody that can work with her. Okay. We got Brother Rashad, I got
okay.
King David, he got the C's. Okay.
Hey, Forrest.
Okay, all right.
Yes, sir.
Give out that information on the T right quick before he shut it down.
Well, it's up to Sade. That's all right. Don't worry about it. I could always come back and talk about the T, brother. I'm good.
He's family. He can come back anytime he wants. It's not like this.
Sorry,
Sade.
You know, I have a habit of taking over.
Yeah, he can come on anytime he wants, you know.
And
we know that, Brother Miles. We know you can't help yourself sometimes.
I love y'all. Y'all show's on point, man.
Hey, Jay, calling you, brother.
Oh, yeah, listen, Deshaun, the sister you said got the breast, if she tunes in Saturday to Grown Folks Talking, if there's time after the Sister Valentine finishes, I have a protocol for breast cancer, and I can share that with her. Okay, a list of things she can.
I'll give her all the information Friday when she come on.
Yeah,
I'll give
because
she's gonna be on my show. I'll give her all the information Friday for the Saturday show.
Yeah, and me and Jay know the young lady very well, so I'll get her number and I'll forward the number to you, Rashad.
Okay,
I'll do that, brother. Yeah, thanks, Jay. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
she said
she wanted to talk
to you. She said, what, Jay? No, I was saying this is Miles.
Yeah, but Jay was saying something, Miles.
Miles. Wait a minute.
Go ahead, Jay. What are you saying, brother? I'm sorry.
I had to mute the brother for 2 seconds. she said, I haven't heard from Forrest in so long. I said, yeah, well, he's doing the podcast, blah, blah, blah. I said, don't worry, he'll call in Friday. She don't know for sure, so it'll be a surprise for her to hear your voice.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. I'll definitely be up there, brother. Thank you, man, because I need to hear from that sister. She got married, didn't she?
Oh, I don't know. She ain't say nothing about that. We just was talking about the cancer.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'll give her a call. I'm glad she reached out to you, man, because... You know, I could have had
I reached out to her because I saw a GoFundMe on her page where she was saying she was going through a lot of stuff, sickness and financial. But anyway, we'll talk. Go ahead, let's
Shadi. We'll talk, brother. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Shadi. Thank you, Rashad. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So you got in. I like to thank Brother Rashad. I like to thank Brother Forrest.
Anytime, brother.
Sister Lisa, Dr. James, Brother Miles, and all the listeners. You know, special thanks to my brother Jay Sean for handling the production side of the show. And also, I'd like to ask all of you to tune in every Monday to Humble X Visions from 8:30 to 9:15. Tune in every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in every Friday to Keeping It Real from 8 to 10 p.m. Tune in every Saturday to DJ Boogie from 4:30 to 5:15. Tune in every Sunday to Point of Impact from 6 to 7. Also, I would like for you to tune in to Grown Folks Talking by dialing 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633. As I said to many of you that's on the line, my compensation that I ask for is that you guys go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to my YouTube channel and listen to some other contents that I'll be sharing with you on that particular channel that I don't normally share on here. The channel is at ANDREHILL9. That's at ANDREHILL9. Last time some people did, I appreciate you people, the people who are actually subscribed. I thank you very much for subscribing. And I'm hoping that whoever on the line will also subscribe as well and listen to the content, because I put new content on there like every weekend. So whatever you hear, you'll hear something new the following week. All right.
Chad, did you got
pray to God. Go ahead.
You made
What's up, the
Sunday thing. You said 6 to 7, but on the East Coast it's at 7 to 8.
On the East Coast, what, 7
yeah.
to 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 to 8.
What, Point of Impact?
7 to 8.
Point of Impact?
Yeah, 7 to 8.
Okay, 7 to 8. Okay, all right. Thanks for the correction, brothers. Okay, that's from 7 to 8. Okay. All right, I'll keep that in mind and make sure I take care of that, you know.
Hey, hit me with that YouTube once again.
The YouTube channel
right.
is at A-N-D-R-E. A-N-D-R-E.
A-N-D-R-E. H-I-L-L.
H-I-L-L. Right, and 9, the number 9, just 9.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's when you knew Jay,
gotcha.
When he was 9, right?
Yeah. That's when I met him. You know? Yeah.
Up
there for 9 years old.
A long time ago.
That's a bond right
so,
there.
Half a century.
That's a bond for you.
Yes, sir. I pray to God whom I call Allah that he touch every heart and open the minds of each and every one who hears the vibration of my voice so that our hearts and minds and souls come together and function as though we are one body. Allah, I pray that you bless each and every one of us with the spirit of forgiveness and the desire to spread peace, love, and unity and understanding, and allow us the ability to put aside our differences so that we can work together to bring about the much-needed positive changes within ourselves and within our communities for the sake of our past and future generations. I would also like to thank each and every one of you for taking the time out of your busy day to spend these precious moments together again with us this Wednesday. And I look forward to spending the next Wednesday with you. I pray with all of my heart that Allah has planted something incredible within each and every one of us that we will carry with us and share with others from this day forth. Anything that I said that was unclear or confusing came from me. Anything that I said that was Anything that I said that was helpful and insightful came from Allah. In closing, I would like for all of you to reach out to someone that you love. Don't forget to reach out to someone you love just to let them know that you care.
And next week I'm going to ask you guys what's the difference between a friend and a best friend. Okay?
Okay.
We'll table that. Right.
But we're going to have Solution on next week. We're going to have Solution on next week. He's going to be speaking on finances.
Oh.
You know? So we got to have Brother Solution on.
He ain't going to get ballistic on us, is he?
So, I mean, Solution, that's his thing. Finance is his thing. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he's going to do a great job on that.
All right.
So, in closing, you know, don't forget to practice humility, empathy, and kindness, and patience and forgiveness. With that being said, may peace and blessings be upon all of you. Till next Wednesday, I love you all. Have a great night.
Wa alaikum salam, my brother.
In a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change won't come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change won't come. Oh, yes it will. And I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change won't come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Every time that I fall, I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will.